This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Julio Aranda Mercado Jr., date of birth January 4th, 1960, case ID number 2233580, date of exam July the 5th, 2022, duration of examination 45 minutes, medical records available prior to examination, yes, medical records from Rio Grande Regional Medical Hospital, dated 8/30/2021. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old separated male with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of coronary artery bypass surgery x3, comma, hypertension/high blood pressure, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and stress disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was April 2022, where he worked as a truck driver for 34 years. The claimant states he is presently retired, but states that during the time that he did work, he states he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his daughter and granddaughters. He states that he is the owner of the house. He is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, coronary artery bypass surgery x3. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Number four, stress disorder. History of allegations. Number one, coronary artery bypass surgery x3. The claimant states that in 2021, he was rushed to Rio Grande Regional Hospital, but states that he did drive himself to the hospital, secondary to feeling very weak and having left-sided chest pain. He states that he had the discomfort for some time before going to the hospital. The claimant states that he went on to have a coronary artery bypass surgery x3, secondary to having an inferior MI and a diagnosis also of a coronary artery disease. The claimant does not recall what kind of pain he had on his chest, but states that it was on the left side of his chest, but did not radiate to any other part of his body, and that he had been having it that day before he went to the hospital. The claimant states at this time he feels tenderness of the scar, but has no more chest pain. He states the chest pain that he did have had no relation to rest or food intake. He states that his chest pain is relieved by the medications that he's taking and sometimes by resting. He denies having symptoms of shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, or dizziness, but did suffer from diaphoresis, comma, nausea, comma, and vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, history of smoking, comma, and high cholesterol. He denies having diabetes mellitus. The claimant denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, gastritis, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. He denies having any kind of shortness of breath, but states that he does have orthopnea, where he has to sleep with 2 pillows at night. He was diagnosed with coronary artery disease and myocardial infarction, most likely an inferior infarction, resulting in needing a coronary artery bypass surgery x3. His condition at this time is stable. It was also noted that he had a small pericardial effusion in his heart. Allegation number two, hypertension / high blood pressure. The claimant states that in 2017, he was having chest pain, shortness of breath, and occipital headaches. He denies any blurred vision. The claimant has had in-organ damage of a myocardial infarction times one, but denies any cerebral vascular accident or severe nephropathy. His last creatinine was 1.4, which is mildly elevated, but was secondary to nephrolithis or a kidney stone. The claimant is presently on Coreg 3.125 milligrams BID and hydralazine 25 milligrams TID. His blood pressure at this visit was 134/83 mmHg. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2017, he was told that he had a very high cholesterol level. He was started on atorvastatin 80 milligrams POQD. He has had in-organ damage of a myocardial infarction, but denies any cerebral vascular accident. His condition at this time is stable and being treated. Allegation number four, stress disorder. The claimant states that in 2016, he was having difficulty with his job secondary to being under stressful circumstances as a truck driver. He states that he developed anxiety and depression. The claimant eventually quit his job recently, but is now feeling the stress from not having constant income coming in into his home. The claimant does suffer from pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning in his joints. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 1 hour, climb two flights of stairs, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a broom, button his clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He's unable to use a skillet at this time. He has no assisted devices that he uses. He is presently on Flexeril 5 milligrams TID and Toradol 10 milligrams TID for pain. And the claimant states that the activity he does is walking in the park that helps to relieve his stress. The claimant denies any suicidal ideation or any suicidal. He states he does have depression, anxiety, and has difficulty in concentrating and focusing on his job activities. He states he has also been stressed out in the past because he was in prison. At this time, he also has a decreased appetite, insomnia, decreased motivation, but denies any crying spells, but does have marital problems at this time. Family history. The father died at the age of 69 from pancreatitis. His mother died at the age of 83 from COVID-19. She also had hypertension. He has a brother who had heart disease at the age of 40 and died of a myocardial infarction. He had a coronary artery bypass surgery times four. He has a brother who is an amputated leg secondary to diabetes, and a sister who's insulin-dependent diabetic. Medications, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams QD, atorvastatin 80 milligrams POQD, Ranexa 500 milligrams BID, spironolactone 25 milligrams QD, carvedilol 3.125 milligrams BID, hydralazine 25 milligrams POTID, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, Tessalon pearls 100 milligrams TID PRN for cough, Toradol 10 milligrams QID for pain, cyclobenzaprine hydrochloride Flexeril 5 milligrams TID, medical problems, hypertension, comma, history of pyelonephritis with nephrolithiasis, comma, anxiety / depression, comma, inferior myocardial infarction, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, history of pyelonephritis, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, major surgeries, coronary artery bypass surgery times 3, social history, tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking for 2 years, 5 to 6 cigarettes per day. He also has a history of drinking 6-pack of beer per day since he was 18 years old. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse. The claimant denies any history of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 96.8 Fahrenheit. Weight, 247 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 11 inches. BP 134 over 83 mmHg, heart rate 73 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 34. General, this is a ...62-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and appears to be very agitated, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. He appears also to be a reliable historian who initially could not remember any of his past history. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? After the last sentence. There is a 17-centimeter midline chest scar where a coronary artery bypass surgery times 3 was performed. Could you please drop down to extremities? There are some left vertical scars where veins were removed from the left lower extremity for his surgery of his heart. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was somewhat depressed and angry for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was somewhat poor. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was steady and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. Could you drop down to the third sentence? The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. Could you please drop down to neurological after the last sentence? The claimant was able to make a full fist at +5/5 for grip. However, the claimant did have some difficulty in opposing fingers, although his pinch function of his fingers was normal. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle medium size objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to anxiety / depression, and history of coronary artery, bygraft surgery x3 with coronary artery disease. Probable diagnosis is, number one, coronary artery bygraft surgery x3, secondary to coronary artery disease, and a history of probable inferior myocardial infarction appears to be stable at this time and being treated. Number two, hypertension / high blood pressure being treated at this time. Blood pressure at this visit was normal at 134/83 mmHg. Number three, hypercholesterolemia - being treated at this time appears to be stable. Number four, stress disorder secondary to financial problems and also the stress of being a truck driver. The claimant is no longer working but now has financial difficulty. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Julio Aranda Mercado, Jr.